during the 3 weeks of the time of increased Avas Yisrael, we try to love every Jew, obviously recognizing that we, as well as our fellow Jews, have tremendous faults, and we make a lot of mistakes, and some of the things we do on purpose are very, very wrong. Nevertheless, we try to begin our approach from a position of love. We try to begin our approach from a position of family, a position of fellowship and friendship with every single Jew, recognizing that there are many Jews who are not like us, whether they are from Jews or not like us, not from Jews or not like us. It really doesn't make that much of a difference. And it's up to us to sort of try to connect and realize, yes, there are going to be issues, but at least the first step that we take when it comes to our relationships with every other Jew is one of we have Avas Yisrael, we feel this kinship, we feel this friendship and family, you know, with you. And now let's discuss the things that we need to work on and things that may divide us. But if that's our starting point, then we're in a good place. The problem that comes from a lot of this is that we don't know sometimes how to relate to some of our tefillos. There are tefillos which discuss the greatness of being a Jew, the greatness of being a frum Jew, the greatness of differentiating between those who do not serve Hashem and those who do serve Hashem. And for example, we say in Ashrei Ovel Tzion, Baruch Elokeinu Shebara Anu L'Chvodo, right? Hashem created us for His glory, and blessed is Hashem who created us for His glory. V'Yivdilanu Min HaTohim. Right, and he separated us from those who go astray. And Tohim in this case with a tough, not with a test, it would be with a for those who make mistakes. Tohim here is those who go astray. They don't know what they're doing out there. The Chayolam Natar Zochenu, and he placed everlasting life in our midst. So we see clearly we're delineating between those who serve Hashem and those who don't serve Hashem. And this is something we don't shy away from our desire to stress that we are Abdei Hashem, and this is a big zechus, and this is something special, and those who are not Abdei Hashem are in fact doing something wrong. Sometimes when we want to approach something from a position of Avas Yisrael, so we want to say, oh, there's no right, there's no wrong, we're all great, we just happen to be, this is the way we do it, but you do it your way, you want to eat Chazer on Yom Kippur, that's also lovely for you, but it's not lovely for me. Right, my way is to fast on Yom Kippur, and your way is to eat non-kosher food on Yom Kippur, and that's both equally great. It's not equally great. We think one is right and one is wrong. So it's a good question as to how we're supposed to be mesiachis in this way. And a secondary question, which I think will hopefully help answer the first question, is we have a bracha in Shmona Esrei that I like to speak about last week's parsha in terms of Parshas Pinchas and the story of Shmuel HaKatan and the tikkun of the bracha b'lam hashinim. The bracha b'lam hashinim was added later on, or b'lam minim perhaps was more of the original text of the bracha, but either way, what we call birkas haminim was added to the Shmona Esrei by Shmuel HaKatan in the times of Rav Gamliel. Generally speaking, it's assumed it's Rav Gamliel Zaken, the original Rav Gamliel who was the Nasi during the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. Or before, right before Churban Bayis Sheni, excuse me, and he asked Shmuel HaKatan to be metakin the nusach of the Birkas Haminim, so we should daven. If you read the bracha, it's incredibly harsh. It's a tough bracha to say if you're having anyone actually in mind, because we don't usually view ourselves as the destructive types, and yet here we are, we're saying a bracha which is calling for the destruction of our enemies. And the question really is, and I want to ask this to a great Talmud Chacham, and he really didn't give me an answer. I said, who do we have in mind when we say V'lam Hashinim? Like, who am I supposed to be thinking of? Am I supposed to be thinking of someone I know? Am I supposed to be thinking of a particular group? Am I supposed to be thinking of particular people? It's very hard to put our fingers on who we're supposed to have in mind when we say the Bracha V'lam Hashinim. So I stumbled across this tshuva in the Sefer that I happen to like very much, the Sefer Gvuras Elio. It's a Shalson Tshuvas Gvuras Elio, the newer published Tshuvas of Rav Yosef Elio Henkin. Rav Henkin has many other Sfarim that have been published, some during his lifetime, some after his lifetime, but this particular set of Sfarim, I think they're up to two volumes. They have one on Arachai and one on Yerodea. Other tshuvas that I don't know if there are other places where these tshuvas are published, but from time to time I take out the Sefer and I'm never disappointed. Always something beautiful in this particular sefer. So in Tshuvas Arachaim, Simon Chaf Zayin. So Rav Henkin discusses Perish Birkas V'lamashin. So how do you explain the bracha of V'lamashin? So he says, if you understand the historical context of what was going on in the time of this bracha, so then it helps to know what's going on. So he says, he quotes from the Rashash, who points out that this was Rav Gamliel Zaken during the period right before Churban Bayis Sheni. And we know there was Machlokes and Sinas Chinam, and that's what led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, specifically, there were four main groups who were against Chazal. Chazal were known in those days as the Prushim, right? So they were the rabbis, the rabbinic leadership of Klal Yisrael. And it's also important to keep in mind that the Jewish people were being run by the Romans at that time, and a lot of the Jewish leaders who the Romans put in place were not, you know, wouldn't be what we would call today from Jews. They were not followers of Chazal. So he says, amongst those groups of Jews who were against Chazal, he points out there were four major factions. So he says, number one, he calls them the Issyim. That they were Nazirim. I don't know if he means literally they were Nazirs, but they were Nazirim, and they didn't care at all for the political matters of the Medina. They didn't care at all about Eretz Yisrael in terms of the way things were being run. Just the opposite. They thought the fact that the time of the Romans being in charge and putting non-firm Jews in charge, so they were very upset about the fact that there were these non-firm Jews in charge. And they were just waiting for the time where finally the Romans will just take over everything and destroy everything in terms of the Jewish government. And they will finally be able to take over with non-Jewish government, and they'll allow the Jews to serve Hashem even better. So this was the one group. They were L'shem Shamayim. They very much wanted to serve Hashem. And they thought that the best way to serve Hashem was not according to the way Chazal wanted to do it, to just continue on and allow the government that was in place to run things, and it was better to have a Jewish government, even if they weren't, if they weren't so from. It's better to have them than not to have anything, and better to have them than to have the Romans. And that was, and they vehemently disagreed with Chazal, and their entire hope was that they would be able to serve Hashem better once the non-Jews destroyed the system that was in place and took over. That was the group number one. Group number two, he calls the Lu'umim. They were the nationalists, right? So they were non-Frum, and they loved the Jewish people, and they gave honor to the Torah, but they didn't keep the Torah. That was the second group. The third group was, he says, Kusim u'mumarim, right? So they were the Kusim. Well, you know, the Chazal didn't have such nice things to say about the Kusim, and people who were mumarim, they specifically rebelled against the Torah, and they hated the Jewish government, and they also hated the Torah. And the fourth were he calls them Umim Nilhavim, right? They were the Biryonim. They were the militants. They would fight, to the death. And we know the story of in Maseches Gittin with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Biryonim, and how they basically forced the Jews into war against the Romans, and their foolish actions led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and their rebellion against Chazal, specifically in saying that they knew better how to run the show than Chazal did, so led to much of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so based on those four factions, Rav Henkin has a beautiful biur in terms of the bracha of Olam HaShem. So he says, what do we have? He says, against the Issyim, that their kavana was L'shem Shamayim, so what do we don't curse them. Because they did really want to serve Hashem better and keep the Torah better. So what do we say? V'lamalshinim al tihi sikva. So those who are malshin, those who turn people over to the Romans in hopes to get the non-frum leaders out and to have the Romans want to take them over, and then we'll be able to serve Hashem better. So we say to them, we call them malshinim. They are, they give the Jews over to the non-Jewish government. But nevertheless, Al tihi tikva. We don't want them to have hope. Meaning their whole tikva, their whole hope is that they want to see the Jews out and the non-Jews in. And we don't want that to happen. The followers of Chazal understood that it's better to have a Jew in office and obviously have whatever level of observance that the Jew has. But in the end of the day, it's better to have a Jew in place and to have a non-Jew, the Romans running Eretz Yisrael. That was not acceptable, but therefore we say v'lamashinim we don't want their hopes to come to fruition. Rather, we want our hopes to come to fruition that the Jewish people will continue to rule, and we want to follow in the ways of Chazal. And obviously, the real hopes is that the Melech HaMashiach will rule, but that everybody agrees to. But in the short term, this is what we want. We don't want their hopes to be fulfilled. Then the second thing, v'chol harisha kirega tovei. So he says, we want all of the evil to be destroyed. So this is a big difference, meaning Rav Henkin here is referring to the standard Nusach Ashkenaz, right? So that's not always, there's different Nuschos over here. Sometimes it says, V'chol haminim kerega tovedu. So this beer wouldn't work according to that Nusach, but according to the Nusach Ashkenaz, what is V'chol harisha kerega tovedu? That's referring to the nationalists. That's referring to people who essentially, they have good Jewish hearts. They love Eretz Yisrael. They want good things for the Jews. They like the Torah. They just don't keep the Torah. So what do we say about such people? We say, like the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Yitamu chatoim min ha'aretz, right? Bruria said to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't say Yitamu chotim min ha'aretz, it says Yitamu chatoim min ha'aretz. We want to destroy the sins, not the sinners. And therefore we say, Chol harisha kirega tovi. We want to destroy evil. We don't want to destroy the osei resha. We don't want to destroy those who do these particular individuals. We want them to be chozer b'tshuva. And that's talking about the second group who has a connection to the land of Israel. They just don't have a connection to the Torah. So we say, get rid of all the evil that's holding them back and let them be chozer b'tshuva, and they'll be make fantastic avdei Hashem. Now we move to the third group. So what do we say? All the enemies of your nation, they should quickly be cut off. This is referring to the Kusim, referring to those who hate the Jewish people. They hate the Torah. And there we're saying that they should be lost. We don't want anything to do with them. We want their lineage, their line to be cut. And they shouldn't be able to continue in causing all these terrible problems for Klal Yisrael. And then the last thing, v'hazeidim mehira sa'akeru shaber usmager v'sachnia. Right? So what is going on over here? So we're saying those who go against the Torah b'mezid. Right? So what are we talking about? These are the biryonim. It's referring to the zealots who fight against Chazal and try to force our hand, and the virulent nationalists who try to the warmongers. So what do we say about them? So first we say, akir, they should be uprooted. So he says, why? Because we're comparing them to a plant that has a lot of branches, and they're constantly getting thicker and more powerful. So number one, we say, akir, let it be uprooted. We don't want them, their branches to continue to spread out and to branch out further to get more people trapped in their ways. And then we say, second of all, the actual trunk of the tree, so that should... Right, that should break so that they won't have, that's this us shaber, it should break in order to not make it so powerful. Us mager, so we're basically saying we want it to be splintered off into smaller fractions. And through all of these things, when they're splintered off into small fractions, they won't have any more koach to get people, to get people to rebel against those who keep the Torah. So they're visachnia, right? So it should be basically put down in terms of it should not have any koach to have gaiva. It should not have any koach to be in charge, and rather they should be subservient to those who. So hopefully, if the strength of their factions, breaks and they don't have a strong centralized power. So then they won't be able to influence the Jews anymore, and they'll have to be machmiya themselves to Chazal. They'll have to be machmiya themselves to the Torah, and they will have to basically follow what the rest of Klal Yisrael is doing and to stop with their militant ways. So obviously, this is the bracha that was composed according to Rav Henkin. This is the bracha that was composed in those days. But we can obviously make many comparisons to various factions of Jews nowadays. But the point is that many of the Jews of today, with whom we don't necessarily agree, fit into one of these four groups, if not all the Jews fit into one of these four groups. Obviously, we're not talking about here the group of the Tinok Shenishba, but they certainly would fit into the second group that Rav Henkin was talking about, the Le'umim. Those are the people we say, V'chol HaRisha Kirega Toved. Most Jews nowadays who are not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, we're not davening for them to be destroyed. We're davening for the evil things that they do to stop, and they should be Zocha to be Chozer B'tshuva once the Tamu Chatam in Ha'aretz takes place. But even those who are coming from a place of L'shem Shamayim, but they're just simply wrong because they're not listening, they're not following the ways of Chazal, so we daven V'lam Hashinim Al Kisik, but they should not have any hope, meaning all of their hopes should be foiled. And obviously those who go against the Torah, the Mazid, and those who go against the Torah in a militant way, so that's where we have harsher things to say. V'azeidim Mehera Sa'ker, or V'chol Ayivecha Mehera Karesu, and Vazeidim Mehera Sa'ker Shavik. Realize we're not talking about the vast majority of Klal Yisrael, we're talking about small factions of militants and anti-Torah people that were basically saying that they should their lineage should be cut off. But even the Zaydim, even those who are the militants, we say we want their movements to be broken down and splintered so that they will then have to nachmiah themselves to come under the guise of the of Torah mitzvahs.